Good evening to all our brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢神的带领。
Thanks to the grace of God.
让这一次兄弟本身可以到我们缅西的地区来。
So that I can come here to the United States, the west part of the United States.
最主要的工作是跟神学生一起学习道理。
Of course, my major duty right now is to help and learn with the TTP students.
要去看到。我们美国地区已经有很安定的一个训练场所。
And I've seen that in the United States we have a very stable training facility.
这是一个神学教育当中一个很重要的步伐。
And this is very important for theological training.
那么这一次，梅总在工作上做了一个安排。
This time the USGA made a The USGA scheduled.
除了有神学生的授课工程之外，工作之外
，That besides training the TTP students,
就派了三个地方的圣经讲习。
They scheduled a Bible seminar in three different places.
因为过去我个人都是以东南亚的训练工作为主。
And before I was always in charge of training Southeast Asia.
加上。大洋洲的澳洲跟纽西兰
and also New Zealand and Australia.
美国这一方面就是比较不熟悉
so I'm not as familiar with in America.
所以跟我们总会的这些同工联络之后
so after contacting with the coworkers in the United States,
就派了三个地方的讲习会
we decided to have this seminar in three different places.
那么也正好这一次在台总开的联总会议当中
，and also at the same time at the IA during a meeting in the IA，
又碰到刘邦信长老
，I met with Elder Liu，
因为他知道我这个月要到我们这个地方来
，and he knew that I was going to be here this month。
他一方面跟我要了一本书
，and he asked me for a book，
就是教会图像比方。
Which is church analogies of imagery.
这本书我等一下再来介绍。等一下再来介绍。
And I'm going to introduce this book.
那他就希望我在美国这段时间的时候。
And he hoped that during my stay in the United States.
到尔湾教会去讲解这里头的内容。
That I would go to Irvine Church and talk about this, the content of this book.
那本来我是预计三个地方都讲。讲习会都讲这个主题。
And we had planned that I would talk about this, the content of this book in all three places for the seminar.
不过凤凰城他特别指定要讲圣经实地。
But I was specifically told to talk about church analogies of imagery.
因此就分成两部分。
And so it's been split up into two parts.
这是我们这边跟尔湾呢是讲教会的图像比方。
So over here and in Irvine, I will be speaking about church analogies of imagery.
就讲圣经实地。
And in Phoenix, I'm going to be talking about history of the land of the Bible.
我们看到这边的设备很完整。
And through this process,
真的很想把实地的图片打出来给大家看。
I really want to take out a picture of the land of the Bible.
不过这一次我们在安排上没有安排实地的课程。
But we haven't been scheduled to talk about the land of the Bible.
那刘长老会希望听这一部分的道理。
And Elder Liu,
因为他想看想知道这部分的道理。
And because Elder Liu wanted to talk about the content of this book.
因为他拿到这一本书之后回去看了。
Because after he saw this book or read this book,
他就指定一定要听这个道理。
He felt that he really needed to listen to sermons about this.
这是我这一次开两个地方圣经讲习，为什么会讲这个主题的原因。
And so this is why I'm going to be talking about this topic at the two Bible seminars.
那这本书呢，它出的时间没有很久。
And so this book hasn't been out for a very long time.
大概是09年出版的。
It came out in 2009.
为什么会写这本书也是很意外。
So why did we write this book?
因为2000年跟2001年。我回到神学院进修。
Because in 2000 and 2001, I went back to training.
那我们知道，07年呢，也是联总在台湾开会。
And we know that in 2007 there was a meeting in the IA.
我进神宣进修两年的原因。
And so the reason why I went back to training for 2 years.
这是我们真耶教会的五大教义、十大信条都非常完整。
Was because our five basic doctrines and ten basic beliefs are very complete.
我们的教育规模是非常正确。
And they're very true.
当然有些教义都有很好的著作。
And they have
论述可以的说明。
They have very good explanation.
大概最出名的就是谢孙道长老的圣灵论。
And they have very good references. For example, Elder Xie's reference.
那么这本书不但在我们总会发行。
And it's not only given out by the IA.
去年呢，外交一个出版社把我们拿去发行。
A non-TJC group also took our book and distributed it.
而且就铺到外面的这个文字中心在发售。
And it was just distributed to outside places.
这是我们真道啊。向外传的一个很重要的方式。
And this is a very important way for us to preach to other people.
因为常常很多的外教会的人士对我们真耶稣教会不了解。
Because a lot of non-TJC members are often unsure of our beliefs.
常常以奇怪的教派来看我们。
And they look at us strangely.
那因此呢，我们跟他们的沟通就比较缺乏。
And so we have or lacking communication with them.
如果我们的文宣能够打入他们的教会里头。
But if our literature is able to, if we're able to pass our literature to them.
这个对将来我们宣教工作很大的帮助。
Then this will help our evangelical work greatly.
所以我们就往这方面去发展。
So we are trying to expand in this area.
但是除了圣灵论之外。
But besides these basic beliefs.
当作我们教育性的著作的，有关教育性的著作。
Regarding to our religious references,
很显然的就比较缺乏了。
And we are actually lacking in them.
因此，常常很多外教派，他们要知道我们的真理到底是什么规模，就不了解。
And so there are other denominations aren't very clear about what our beliefs are based upon.
台湾神学院。他本身有开一个研究所的课程。
Our TTP training in Taiwan has a graduate program.
这个课程是开放的，就是只要你懂得华语的都可以来参加。
And it's open to anyone who understands Mandarin.
过去这个神学院称作真耶稣教会台湾神学院。过去称作台湾神学院，真耶稣教会台湾神学院。
And before it was called the TTP training for Taiwan.
那一方面因为跟台湾的一间神学院的名字重叠，就是一样的，跟那的名字一样的。
So it had the same name as the
TTP. Another name, yeah. 他的名字叫台湾神学院。
It had the same name as the TTP training for in Taiwan.
只是我们加一个真耶稣教会。
But we added True Jesus Church the name.
所以他们就跟我们协商。
And so they were added onto us.
希望台湾神学院的名称给他们。
And they wanted the name for Taiwan TJC Taiwan Theological School to be given to them.
因为他们把政府他们在政府登记的时间早了我们一点点。
Because they were established before us.
那我们要改成什么学院呢？
And so what did we change our name to?
我们商量的结果。
After our discussion.
就把台湾两个字拿掉。
We took out the name Taiwan.
这是真耶稣教会神学院。
So now we're just True Jesus Church Theological School.
他们也接受了。
And they also accepted it.
我们更高兴。
And so we're very happy.
因为台湾的神学院不是属台湾的。
Because the Taiwan Theological School is not only belonging to Taiwan.
是属于全球的。
It's belongs to the entire world.
只要从用华语来学习的都可以到台湾来。
Anyone who is willing to learn in Mandarin can come to Taiwan and learn.
那么这二十年二十几年来。
And throughout these 20 years.
几乎东南亚的各国的教会都派学生到台湾受训。
Almost every church in the Southeast Asia has sent workers to our theological school.
跟他们表明。
And so we have
shown them 这个神学院不是属台湾的。
That this theological school is not belong to Taiwan.
是属于我们全球华人的神学院。
But belongs to all the world people who understand Mandarin.
因此我们在台湾神，在这个真耶稣教会神学院后面加一个华语区。
And so behind the name of True Jesus Church Theological School, we added Mandarin speaking.
从神学系开始。
So starting with theological training.
包括神训班。
and including
包括我们各种的训练
NYTS and different types of training
接收所有华语的同龄
We accept all people who all people who understand Mandarin
我们希望把它建立一个全球性的神学院
Because we want to make it a global theological training center
所以这二十年来
So throughout these 20 years
有韩国的神学生
We've had
Korean 有
students
日本的长子
Japanese students
Japan Deacon of Japan
Japanese deacons
还有
and elders
这个新加坡的神学生
and Singaporean TTP students
马来西亚神学生
and Malaysian TTP students
沙巴的神学生
and TTP students from
还有印尼的传道
and pastors from Indonesia
他们都回到台湾去受训。
They have all been trained in Taiwan. Went back to Taiwan to be trained.
让台湾的这个神学院呢变得非常的有文化，就是很热闹。
So this TTP center in Taiwan has become very
所以即使我们要
culturally diverse
很多的费用。
So we have to use a lot of resources.
在办入国的进入入境的手续非常复杂。要进去从国外要到台湾来那个手续都很复杂
Because for them to come to Taiwan it's very complicated
但是感谢神我们都能够克服
But thank God they're all able to overcome this
那因此呢到现在为止
So today
还有马来西亚的
And Malaysia
还有新加坡的
And Singapore
那印尼的传道也在台湾
And Indonesian pastors are all in Taiwan
我们看到美国这边设立神学院的一个院子设立在这个地区
And we see that the TTP in the United States
这对我们来讲是一个很重要的工作
It's a very important work
那我现在说明的是我在神学研究所两年当中
And so now I'm going to talk about
就是为了要写一些有关我们真耶稣教会的教义的一些著作
How I went back to training in the TTP was so that I could come out and write more literature for our church
我们知道我们的教义正确
We know that our beliefs are true
也知道怎么去做
And we know how to act upon it
但是我们的理论写得太少
But our references we've written too little
每次人家根本要洗礼的资料要洗礼 baptize
so references about baptism
就是拿一个薄薄的一本小册给人家
we only have a small booklet to give to people
常常碰到外教会的牧师说只有这样吗
and then so a lot of times outside churches will say this is it
我们就拿不出大本的教材出来
and so and then we'll bring out larger references
那我们真耶稣教
会 we don't and we can't bring out larger references because we don't have any
真耶稣教会最宝贵的圣灵
and our the most precious thing in true Jesus church the Holy Spirit
除了圣灵论之外
Besides the Holy Spirit monthly,
目前在我们接触的教派当中
besides the Holy Spirit,
他们一直认为他们领受的圣灵跟我们一样
The other outside churches believe that the Holy Spirit they receive is the same as the one that we receive.
但是我们非常清楚
but we are very clear.
应许的圣灵跟感动的灵是不同的
that the promised Holy Spirit and movement of the Holy Spirit is very different.
虽然它是同一个圣灵
and so it's a different.
圣灵是一个没有错
There's only one Holy Spirit.
但是呢，它有不同的功能。
But it has different works.
在不同时代当中会出现不同的做法。
And in different generations, it will have different work.
这一方面目前在台湾呢，已经引起很大的争论。
And in Taiwan, there's been much debate over this.
最清楚就是我们真耶稣教会。
And the church that is most clear of this truth is True Jesus Church.
可是我们又没有这方面著作。
But we don't have enough references about this.
所以常常碰到很多教要跟我们拿教会论。
So a lot of times other churches want to debate with us.
因为教会论是整个教义当中可能会铺的最完整的一个神学系统，在整个教义当中。
So the whole education of the church.
一提到教会的问题。
Whenever we talk about church,
一定跟圣灵有关。
It always has to do with Holy Spirit.
一定跟他的先存性有关 ，pre-existence 先存性有关。
And it has to do with
一定跟这个洗礼有关。
It will have to do with baptism.
可是我们就是没有这本书。
But we don't have books about this.
所以研究所里头就会我个人就加强这一部分了。
And so in the graduate program, we talk about this.
2007年在开会的时候
And so in the meeting in 2007,
我正好在赶论文 写论文，就是毕业论文。
I was writing different literature.
那个加拿大的蔡英宗执事啊。
And Deacon Tsai from Canada.
他是联总文宣部的部负责。
He is the IA, he's in charge of the IA Literary Ministry.
那个就跟少数几位的负责人来找我。
And he and a couple of other workers came and looked for me.
他开门见山直接问我。
And he asked me.
他说你讲过教会论。
He said that you've talked about the theory of the church.
而且讲了四年。
And you've talked about it for 4 years.
我说你这个是失败哈，这怎么把个查得那么清楚？我在台湾讲到你怎么都知道哎。
And then I thought, oh, how come you know everything that I've said in Taiwan?
他说几年前就一直找我的资料的，在看我在讲什么东西。
He said that he'd already been looking for what I've been giving sermons about for many years.
我说没有错，在讲教会论。
And then I said it's true, I've been talking about the theory of the church.
因为跟我的负担工作有关系，负责的工作有关系。
Because it has to do with the holy work that I'm involved in.
那几年当中
and throughout those years,
我注目了一间是新建的会堂。
I came across a newly established chapel.
它的格局跟我们这边一样大小，差不多一样大小。
And it was about the same size as this church.
这是伦伟教会。伦伟啊。
It was the church in Runway.
那么这个教会呢，会堂盖得很漂亮。
And this church, the chapel was very beautiful.
可是我去注目的时候
but when I was there,
我发现里面非常的不美好。
I realized that it wasn't very good inside.
那当然，信徒不好，不能骂，也不能关啊，不能处罚。
And if the believers aren't doing well, I can't yell at them or I can't punish them.
就是用神的道理去感化他。
The only thing I can do is to use the words of God to move them.
所以我就讲神殿的真理啊，圣殿、神殿、神殿的真理。
I talked about the truth of the temple.
我一口气就讲了一年半。
And so I talked about this for a year and a half.
都是一个题目。
And it was always the same topic.
不同的大纲。
But with different explanation.
有一个老执事跟我讲啊。
And so an elder told me.
啊啦，传道你不能这样啊，怎么讲一年半都讲一个题目。
The elder told me, Pastor, you can't do this. You just talk about the same topic for the same year and a half.
我说你要看旁边的大纲啊，不要看题目啊。
And I said,to look at the outline and not just at the topic.
也后来又调到淡水去。
And then later I was sent to 淡水 Church.
淡水这个会堂更说更可怕也对了哈，花了太多的钱了。
And if I were to say that the 淡水 Church is scary, it would be true because they have a lot of money.
当时是台湾教会建会堂当中花费最高的一间。
They have probably spent the most money on a chapel.
它会堂的建筑是台湾总会的四分之一。
Their structure is 1/4 of the Taiwan GA.
但是他花的费用比台湾总会还高。
But their expenses are higher than the GA.
我去接任的时候。
So when I was there.
他们以圣乐的侍奉为主。圣乐的侍奉。
They put emphasis on music ministry.
因为他们有一台400多万台币，就是10多万美金的管风琴。
Because they have a $100,000 organ.
所以每个信徒都喜欢唱诗。
So all the believers like to sing hymns.
我发现这样也不行啊。
And I felt that this wasn't right.
一天到晚唱诗啊，灌 CD 片啊，做这个 CD 啊。
And because all you do is you sing hymns and you make CDs.
但是道理还是最重要的。
But the truth is still most important.
我就继续讲坚定的真理。
And so I still continue to talk about the truth of the temple.
那刘长老在那边听了我2年的道理。
And Elder Liu listened to my sermons there for 2 years.
他说你2年又讲的题目。
And I talked about the same topic for 2 years.
我说我题目内容也不一样啊。
And I said, but the content is still different.
他就问了说你会不会写这本书？会不会写？会不会写出来
？And the elder said, "Can you write a book about this?"
我说我不知道啊。
And I said, "I don't know. I don't know if I can write this."
后来又调回来台湾最老的会堂教会啊。
And then I was later went back to the oldest chapel of Taiwan.
就是汶仔教会啊，就是
汶仔。
这个是台湾第一间教会。
And it's the first church in Taiwan.
非常老的教会。
It is a very old church.
那这些信徒呢？已经因为长时间年轻人的外出啊
，and these believers because they've been believing for a long time，
留下来的很多都是老人家
，a lot of the people there are elderly，
当然有一些年轻人留下来
，and so there aren't many youth left， but there are a couple，
看那个活力不太够啊，那个活泼不够啊
，and so there's not enough energy at the church，
我就开始讲教会论了
，and so I began to talk about the theory of the church，
就是教会的生命啊。
about the life in the church.
第二者生命就是靠圣灵。
Which is to be,
靠真理。
Which is through the Holy Spirit and through the truth.
对，连续这样啊，有八年，有七年半的时间都讲一个题目。
And so for 7.5 years, or 7 to 8 years, I talk about the same topic.
才慢慢了解到，哇，它整个圣经里面这个教义论呢，一个很完整的架构是什么东西。
And then through this, then we learn what is a perfect church, a complete church.
那结果蔡执事把那个资料拿给我看，说这个都是你讲的，这么讲这么多，怎么说不知道呢
？And then Elder Deacon Tai said you've talked so much about this.
啊，因为我们从小就相处在一起过。
Because we've known each other for a long time since we were young.
我说好了，蔡执事，你不要卖关子，你直接跟我讲你要做什么事情，直接跟我讲就好了。
And then he said, whatever you want to do, just tell me what it is.
他说。请你写 一份的教会论的教材。
And he asked me to write a book about theory of the church.
我说做什么用的。
And I asked, what will this be used for?
他接到很多外教会的这个国外很多的教会跟他 email 跟他联络。
And he said that a lot of churches had emailed him, outside churches.
联总已经把我们的教义全部英文的、西班牙文的、法文的打上去网站。
And he said that all of our literature, whether in English or in Spanish, had already been uploaded to the website.
我们知道网站是无远弗届的，什么地方都可以接收得到。
We know that the internet is very wide-reaching; it can reach to all parts of the world.
联总这一步是走得非常正确。
And the IA has done very well in this.
结果很多的教派就直接进到我们里头来。
And so a lot of outside churches came within us.
对我们的教义非常有兴趣。
And they were very interested in our truth.
尤其是我们的五大教义。
Especially our five basic doctrines.
包括圣灵，包括洗礼。
Especially Holy Spirit and baptism.
包括圣餐礼。
And Holy Communion.
他们一定像这种教派跟教派之间要拿的资料一定是教会论。
And they would always want to look for references.
因为教会论可以把整个教义都涵盖在里头。
Because
你把整个教义啊，整所有的教义都放在教会论里面。
Because all the teachings of our church would be within the theory of the church.
因为每个教会他们都很清楚的。
Because every church is very clear.
这个一个教会是从创世以前开始的。
That the church is in existence from the beginning.
创立世界之前的教会。
It is a church that existed from the beginning.
我们就称作先存性的教会。
So it is a pre-existing church.
对。Pre-existent 这个教会呢是创立世界之前就有的。
So it is pre-existing before the beginning.
所以在神学界里面研究不是研究今世的教会而已啊。
So in the church we do not only, we don't only observe,
这是在创立世界之前就已经有了。
So the church was already in pre-existent.
这个有经文的，我们这本书里面就有的经文的。
And there are verses to support this.
那所以要跟我们要拿教会论没有，我们没有这份资料。
But we don't have resources to support this.
现在要求我们给他们这个资料。
And they were asking us for these resources.
所以他们搜寻这些传道者的讲道。
And so they started to give them our church our sermons.
我就找到你，直接找你。
And so, or they would go look for the people who had given sermons about this.
希望写一本教会论，我们圣经中的教会论。
So that they could write a book about the theory of the church.
我说等一下，我先想看看。
And I said, let me think about it.
哇，这个责任太重了。
I feel like this is too big of a burden.
而且我这个对英文呢，外文懂得很少的哈，要写这种东西，我是很伤脑筋的。
Especially since I don't understand other languages, this is going to be very difficult.
所以你就想几天看看。
So I thought about it for a couple days.
那这段时间呢，我一直说还是不要接这个工作。
And then I thought I don't want to do this.
我常常讲一句话说，这个要害死一个人啊，叫他写作啊。
I always say that if you want to bother a person, then you should tell them to write a book.
真的会让那个人很痛苦啊。
Because it will cause them to be in great pain.
所以我本来是内心认为说我不敢写。
And so I thought I was afraid to write this.
准备把它放弃掉。
And I was about to give up.
可是。一个感觉一直出来，就是不能放弃。
But I had this feeling that I couldn't give this up.
因为说真的，要写某种有关我们教会的资料，是每一个传道都不太一样的。
Because every pastor has a different perspective on the different.
可能有些人很会写灵修的。
Different or on literature, so some people might write about how to spiritually cultivate.
可能有些人很多会写这个释经的解释圣经的。
Some people might write expositions about the Bible.
这个教义就是神学性的，也不一定每个传道都会。
And so the church, it may not, every pastor may not know how to write about it.
我正好在研究所读的就是这一部分。
And I was, at this time, I was just happened to be studying this.
所以就想看看说能不能列出一个系列出来。
And so I thought if I could make a sequence about this.
所以慢慢的整个题目就一直出来了。
And so the topics began to come out.
因为要讲教会论。
Because to talk about the theory of the church.
第一个要想到以弗所书。
First, we have to think about Ephesians.
所以我们这个题目其实有几个字我没有放上去的。
So actually, the topic, there are some words I didn't put up on.
后面还有一段就是 in the book of the Ephesians, 就是要放一个在以弗所书里面的教会图像比方。
Actually, at the end of the topic, it says in the book of Ephesians.
因为太长了，所以我把它省下来了。
Because the topic is too long, I made it shorter.
就讲教会图像比方就好了。
So I just decided to talk about church analogies and imagery.
要讲教会论，一定要看以弗所书。
So if we want to talk about church analogies, then we ask.
但是以弗所书里头有关教会论的起头。
And the book of Ephesians talks about the beginning of the church.
就是
head of the church. Beginning of the church.
一章的三节到十四节。
Which is in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3-14.
我们诸位可以打开来看一下。
We can open it and look at it.
不要说讲了半个小时，圣经都没有翻。
I shouldn't talk for so long or not even flip through the Bible.
这样对主耶稣不好意思。
And this will be not.I'll be sorry to Jesus.
对保罗也不好意思。
And sorry to Paul.
看以弗所书一章三节到十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3-14.
第一章我们从第三节来看。
Let's start from verse 3.
他说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。第四节
Verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他里面成为圣洁无有瑕疵一直看到十三节我们来看十三节
Let's look at verse 13.
说你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记十四节
Verse 14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据只等到神之名被赎使他的荣耀得着称赞这一段是以弗所书当中有关教会的一个开始的叙述
So this passage talks about the beginning of the church
我首先要说明一点
So I'm going to talk about one thing first
我们这几天当中是神学讲座就是圣经讲座
This couple of days is going to be a Bible seminar
就是所谓的圣经讲习会
A Bible seminar
所以你在听的过程当中
So while we're listening
希望你不要像平常听到那种习惯
I hope we won't listen to it like we listen to all regular sermons
听了一段道理
We listen to a part of the sermon
或是一个圣经故事
Or a Bible story
那传道者就跟你讲一些生活教训
And the pastor just talks about life application
这是我们一般的灵修的崇拜
And this is an average.
这几天的圣经讲习当中
，and throughout these Bible seminars,
我会讲的稍微比较神学性的。
I'm going to talk more theologically.
这对我们平常也许比较少听。
And we might not hear these kinds of things often.
但是我想这提出来给大家当参考，是可以让我们多一点了解。
But I feel that mentioning these for your reference will help us to understand more.
我们从神学的角度去看这些圣经的道理。
Well, if we look at this from a theological perspective,
有一个很重要的这个关系，有一个很重要的观念呢。
There's a very important concept.
你会对神的作为那种认识更感觉到伟大。
You will be able to understand more and appreciate the greatness of God.
只有教训性的讲过去，还是讲教训。
If we just talk about teaching, we'll just gloss over it.
但是有关 logos 就是神的话语这种有系统的话语。
But regarding logos or the
你一定可以发现神的一切工作都是在他的计划里头。
Or the word of God, we can see the work of God in His words.
那以弗所书竟然讲教会论。
And so the book of Ephesians talks about the theory of the church.
它的一开始就是这一段。
And the beginning is this passage.
三节到十四节。
Verse 13 to verse 14.
在神学上称作荣耀颂。荣耀的歌颂。
In theology, we consider this the song of glory.
对 ，song of the glorious. 对，荣耀颂就是保罗的书信里面有几个地方都是荣耀颂。
In Paul's books, there are a couple of sections that are songs of glory.
以弗所书这一段是。神学界最出名的。
And this passage is the most famous one.
有可能我们这边会有同工会讲过。
Perhaps other workers have talked about this before.
这个我就不晓得哈。
I don't know actually.
在台湾呢，这一部分的道理就讲得非常少。
In Taiwan, we talk about this very sparingly.
据我所知，只有四个人，三个人讲过。
Probably only four or three people have talked about this before.
第一个就是柯恩雄传道。
First is Pastor Ke.
第二个就是吴永顺传道。
Second is Pastor Wu.
那有可能蔡美琪传道也讲过。
And perhaps Pastor Tsai has talked about.
但都是点过去而已。
But they probably only glossed over it.
这一段在神学界当中是非常出名。
This passage is very famous.
他用愿颂赞这么一个词做前面。
They use at the beginning, "Blessed be the God."
英文诸位，你看的是英文版的圣经最好了。
If you look at the English passage,
它这一段就是用诗歌体来写的。
It's written in the form of a song.
它是从第三节到十四节只有一句话。
From verse 3 to verse 14, there's only one word, one phrase.
我们后面后来在看的时候分成好几节啊，三节、四节，直到十四节。
And it's split into many verses from 3 to 14.
他在希腊文圣经是从头到就一句话而已。
But in the original language, it's only one phrase.
也是圣经当中最长的一节。
And it is also the longest verse in the Bible.
这个荣耀颂在歌颂什么？
And what is the song of glory, glorifying?
第一个，歌颂独一神。
First, it glorifies the one true God.
第二个，他歌颂的是神说在创立世界之前所创造的这个教会。
Second, it glorifies the church which was made before the creation.
第三个。
And thirdly,
神救赎的计划。
It glorifies the plan of salvation.
从第六节、第五节、第六节又是神救赎计划。
From verse 5 to verse 6 is the plan of salvation.
第四个。
First,
神要完成的工作。
It glorifies the work that God
will finish. 我们每个人要成为神的产业。
That all of us will be.The inheritance.
第五个
And fifthly,
用应许的圣灵来印证真理。
The Holy Spirit is evidence for the Bible.
第六个
Sixth,
将来神的百姓要被数。
That the believers in the church will one day be called.
最后一个
And lastly,
神从教会得到荣耀。
That God will be glorified through the church.
一段它连续有七个重点。
So there are seven main points.
而且每个重点呢，都是在保罗其他书信也在出现。
And these seven main points also occur in other Paul's other letters.
那因此在第四节这个地方。
So in verse 4.
说就如神从创立世界以前。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
在基督里拣选了我们。
Before he chose us before him,
使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
That we should be holy and without blame.
他这是一个过去存在的一个文法。
And this is written in the past tense.
也就是在创立世界之前。
That it was before the creation of the world.
已经有一个先存的基督。
There was an existence.
但是你不要以为说这个基督是另外跟神不一样的基督，不是的。
There was a predestination.
这个是神本身。
And this was God himself.
他又可以形成一个先存的基督。
And
又成为一个先存的基督。
He was, it's a pre-existence of Christ.
而这个基督这后来就降生到世间来。
And Christ later came to this world.
所以主耶稣曾经跟尼哥底母讲。
And so Jesus once said to Nicodemus,
我是从天而降，仍旧在天。
I have come from heaven to earth.
这个是一般教会没办法解释的。
And this is something that most other churches cannot explain.
因为他们没有这种灵里一致的观念。
Because they don't have this concept of spirit.
他们也知道有个先存的基督。
They know of the pre-existence of Christ.
先存的基督。但是为什么这个基督降生之后。
But why did after this Christ came to earth?
那个基督还存在。
He still existed.
这是他们永远不会了解的。
And they will never understand this.
但是我们教会可以了解。
But we understand this.
因为灵里的一致。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们在座的有一百多个信徒。
There are over 100 believers.
我们每一个人都领受圣灵。
We have all received the Holy Spirit.
那么请问圣灵应该几个？请问呢，圣灵应该几个才对？
So how many Holy Spirits are there?
应该一百个嘛。
It should be 100, right?
每一个人都领受圣灵啊。
Because everyone has received it.
你我之间都有一个空间啊。
and there's a space between you and I.
所以 不在我们物质观念来想。
So physically,
我的圣灵跟你的圣灵绝对不会一样的。
My Holy Spirit and your Holy Spirit should be very different.
但是保罗怎么讲？
But what does Paul say?
一个灵。
There's one Spirit.
即使不管多少人领受圣灵。
How, no matter how many people receive the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵永远是一个。
There's only one Holy Spirit.
神跟基督还是一个。
And God and Jesus are one.
先存的基督跟历史的基督、地面上基督还是同一个。
And Jesus in the history and Jesus today are the same.
但是神有他的作为。
And God, but God has His work.
这个就是我们最难懂的地方。
And this is very difficult for us to understand.
而今天很多教派想要了解我们的神观。
And the understanding of the God from other churches.
我们必须根据圣经让他们了解。
Or we must understand God through the Bible.
那因此呢，我们就可以知道。
And so we can understand.
原来以所书里面荣耀颂里头。
That the Song of Glory in the Book of Ephesians
是保罗在论述教会当中最神学的一段。
It is the most theological part of Paul's letters.
那因此要写教会论。
So in order to write the theory of the church,
我就提了五个题目给蔡恩宗执事。
I gave five topics to Deacon Tsai.
我说你要的圣经中的教会，你要我的写给你的圣经中的教会，圣经中的真教会。
And what you want me to give you.About the true church.
如果按照平常这样来写
，If I write it like I usually do,
不会多过我们前辈所写的。
It will not exceed what other people have written before.
外教会他们也不会了解我们的教会论。
And the outside churches will also not be able to understand it.
所以我们必须用渐进的方式。
So we must use progressive ways.
我一口气呢就提出五本书给他。
So I gave him five books.
我心里想说，不写就不要写，要写就写个劳命，把它附上去也好。
And I, in my heart, I thought that if I
干脆哈，把它做一个完整的介绍。
That I would just introduce it.
那因此呢，我就提五本书给他。
So I gave him five books.
他看了看，怎么一下要写这么多呢
？And then I thought, oh, how did I write so many?
我说不写也没有关系啊，收起来。
And I thought, if I don't write it, it's okay.
后来想一想说好吧那你就写吧。
And I thought, well, I might as well write it.
他问的是要多久。
And he asked how long would it take?
我说最快七年。
And I said at least 7 years.
最慢可能写不完就回天家了。
And I might not even be able to finish.
他说怎么可以呢
?And he said, how could this be?
我说呢就是要靠你帮我祷告啊。
And I said, you must pray for me.
所以这个系列总共五本书。
And so there are five books.
第一本，我们先看的是第一本。
So we're looking at the first book.
第二本是教会的先存性。
The second book is about the pre-existence of the church.
与神救赎的计划。
And the plan of Jesus Christ.
那第三本。
Plan of salvation.
第三本是。
And the third book.
圣灵活动The activity of the Holy Spirit.
It's the activity of the Holy Spirit.
在历史的轨迹。
Through history.
那么第四本就是教会在历史的进程，进程的 program， 教会在历史的进程。
So, and the fourth book is about the progress of the church in history.
这四本写完之后
，After I wrote these four books，
总结才能够写一本真耶稣教会论。
And then the conclusion was the theory of the church of True Jesus Church.
因为我们知道在外界的神学界，在外面的神学界当中
，Because we know in theological programs in other churches，
绝对不会像我们所想说，他们也不重视圣经，不是这样的。
It's not that they don't put emphasis on the Bible。
他们圣经比我们熟啊。
They're actually more familiar about the Bible than we are。
他们研究原文的比我们多的不得了啊。
And they've understood the or they've studied the language more than we have。
但是研究原文圣经会懂得真理吗
？But if we study the original language, will we still be able to understand the truth?
不会懂的，不会懂。
We won't be able to understand the truth.
刚才说啊，圣灵啊，灵是一的，他弄不清楚啊。
They still can't understand that the unity in the spirit.
为什么每个人都受圣灵？为什么圣灵只有一个
？Because everyone has received the Holy Spirit. Why is there still only one spirit?
为什么这个圣灵会感动呢？怎么啊，有一个应许的圣灵
？Why can the Holy Spirit move people? And why is there a promised spirit?
他们的疑问太多了。
And they have too many questions.
今天事实上，我们的信徒也不一定会了解。
And today, our believers still may not be able to understand.
所以，我们往后真理的学习的路程还很高、很远的。
And so, there's still a lot for us to learn.
今天我们从教会论来看的时候
，So if we look at the theory of the church,
它最后的一个图像是什么
？What is the last image?
就是圣战士，就是会战争的这个斗士。
It is victory.
今天为什么我们一碰到跟一般教会论道的时候，我们就退却了？
Why is it that when we are debating with other churches, we will often shrink back?
为什么我们不敢踏入他们的营地？
Why are we afraid to step in to talk to them?
可能跟我们对真理的认识不够。
Because we might not be as familiar with the Bible.
我常常讲一句笑话。
I often say a joke.
大概诸位当中有些人听过我的声音了。
And you might have heard this before.
但是你不认识我是什么人。
But you don't understand, or you might have heard a sound before, but you don't know who said it.
在真耶稣教会里头。
In True Jesus Church.
我是一个普通的传道。
I'm a normal pastor.
但是可能诸位不相信。
But you don't believe it.
在外界的神学界我还是蛮有名的。
And outside, theological programs,
I'm pretty famous. 因为我敢跟他们论
道。Because I'm willing to debate with them.
台总也曾经派我到外面的神学界读书啊。台总，台湾总会。
Oh, and the Taiwan GA.
他说好了，陈胜权，你这个哈、哦、头脑最硬的，大概不会道理不会歪掉了，去听看看，去听看看，就去听人家的课程了。
They send me out to go and like debate with them.
我这个是从小从出生啊到现在啊几十年来都是真耶稣教的信徒。
And from when I was young to now, I've always been a True Jesus Church member.
我常开一个玩笑啊，开玩笑啊
，and often joke.
我说真耶稣教开的班哈、啊，我只有一个班没有读到啊。
All the classes that True Jesus Church has given, there's only one that I haven't taken.
我没有读到的就是幼稚班了。
I didn't go to kindergarten.
因为我那个时候，我幼稚班那个时那个年龄呢，我们台总还没有幼稚班呢。
Because at that time, the Taiwan GA didn't have a kindergarten class yet.
其他课我都喜欢听。
And every other class I'd like to listen to.
年纪的时候，55岁才进去读啊。
And when I was 55, I went to go to the graduate program.
读到那个啊，西伯人老师跟我当掉说，哎呀，真的到你不要来读了，考试都不及格。
And even the Hebrew teacher who taught us Hebrew told me that I shouldn't listen.
我给你65分好了，给你65分了，你以后去旁听啊。
I will give you 65%, just audit.
我说不要。
And I said no.
我说你给我零分都没关系。
And give me a zero, it's okay.
我一定要读的。
But I want to learn this.
那个老师就看我说：“你为什么这样这么固执呢
？”And the teacher looked at me and said, "Why are you like this?"
我说不及格，我就不读啊。
And I said that even if I can't, I still want to learn.
那将来我怎么教学生
？If I don't learn this, how am I going to be able to teach other students?
学生读不好说、啊，我不要读了。
The students will say, "Oh, I don't want to learn either."
我说你怎么可以不读呢
？And I said, "I will say, how can you not learn this?"
他说传道，我跟你一样嘛，你也不读啊。
And they will say, "Oh, Pastor, I'm just like you. You didn't learn it."
哦、他听一听说、还有道理、哎、
And then my teacher said that this makes sense、
当然我交了几份作业给他、他也蛮接受的
And whenever I gave him my homework, he accepted it
我再继续把它完成
And so I finished the program、
所以神学叫什么班我都读
So I've been in every class that TGC offers
被派到外教去读外教的神学
And I have even been to other theological programs to learn
这些外教的牧长看到我啊
And when outside pastors look at me,
因为我的资料贴是真耶稣教会传道
and because I am introduced as a True Jesus Church pastor,
都把我当作稀有动物来看呢、啊，
they
很稀少的、啊、他们没有看过真耶稣教会传道这是什么样子的、
哎。And they look at me very strangely because they've never seen a True Jesus Church pastor.
我们的传道人很少去参加外教会神学院的上课。
And our pastors often don't go to other churches' theological programs.
台总叫去听一些课程。
And so the Taiwan GA told me to go listen to some of their classes.
需要去了解他们的神学课程的规划。
To understand their theological program.
有关神学课程的规划。
And how they taught their theological program.
跟他们接触。
And to interact with them.
而且就常跟他们谈到。
And so I talked about the truth with them.
我都不会客气的。
And I wasn't very polite all the time.
也不用怕的。
And I wasn't afraid.
你只要圣经熟就好了。
As long as you're familiar with the Bible.
他们都是几十年的老牧师啊，进都岁都几十年的老牧师啊。
A lot of those people have been pastors for many years.
圣经非常熟。
And they're very familiar with the Bible.
所以不要以为说外教会的啊这些信徒他们圣经不熟，不要这样想。
So we shouldn't believe that members of other churches aren't familiar with the Bible.
同样在翻圣经。
So we all flip the same Bible.
他有他的一套理论的，一套的完整的理论。
And they have their own theories.
那今天我们要去说服他来接受我们的真耶稣教会。
And today they are able to be in contact with True Jesus Church.
一方面我们要敢跟他谈。
One hand, we must be willing to talk to them.
这个时候，这是我们每一个人要充实自己。
And so at this time, we must all refresh ourselves.
五大教义，十大信条。
About the five basic doctrines and the 10 basic beliefs.
系统神学。
And the
system of the
church.
对对对，要非常熟的。
We must be very familiar with this.
他讲什么，你马上可以翻给他看。
Whatever they ask us, then we should be able to flip to it.
所以对这些外教的牧师，我都 能够跟他们接触。
And so I'm able to talk to all the different pastors.
甚至于他们有些神学院的院长就带学生来我们教室参观了。
And they even have their own theological students that come to our church.
台中就整套的资料给他们看。
And so the Taiwan GA will just show them.
那因此我们今天话讲回来。
And so now.
我们在整理这些教材的时候。
After we have organized all these literatures.
我们是要针对外教来做的。
We are making them to give to outside churches.
他们要了解这个真耶稣教会。
They want to understand our True Jesus Church.
你就拿一个真耶稣教会总论给他，他不会相信的。
And if you give them a
这个真耶稣教会的理论哈，这么一本简单的讲，
a small like a small booklet about our church, then they won't believe it.
必须一步一步引他进来。
You must bring them in step by step.
好像你要抓那个老鼠一样啊
！Just like you're catching a mouse、
你如果在那个男子里面换一块肉，他不一定要进来啊。
Just because you give them something in a trap, that doesn't mean
他很聪明的，那这进去就完蛋的。
They're really smart. They know that if they come in, then they're then.
但是外面要多，外面多放几块啊。
So you have to put more and more things outside of the trap.
最老鼠最喜欢吃，我就知道就是香肠啊。香肠，他最喜欢吃啊，老鼠。
And we know that mice love to eat sausages.
你们把它引进来的时候，引到最后，它不吃里面的不行了。
And you lure them in little by little with sausages.
它就进来了。
And they will come in.
所以我们今天要给这些各教派的了解我们真耶稣教会。
So in order to let other churches understand our True Jesus Church,
就必须把这些理论写出来。
We must write out this literature.
我个人也知道。
And I also know personally.
这个工作会有困难的。
That there will be trouble, it will be difficult.
除了我本身著作的程度的问题。
Besides the fact.
我的能力的问题 ，power 的问题。
Besides my lack of my limited power，
还有我们教会审核的问题
，and
要审查这个教材的问题
，and our lack of ability to review this material。
因为我们连我们的编审委员都没有读过这种书啊，都没有学过这种理论呢、怎么能编审呢
？Because we haven't even learned how to write these before。
所以第二本说，这个暂时放旁边，就放到旁边去了。就把我第二本放到旁边去了。
So they took my second book and they put it on the side.
我说没有关系，再来奋斗，再沟通，再继续沟通。
And I said it's okay, I'll continue to communicate with them.
那因此我们对于教育论的问题
，So our questions about the church.
我们都是以讲习录的角度来学习的时候
，We always learn through seminars.
首先你必须把以弗所书一章的三节到十四节把它看熟。
So we first must understand Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
今天晚上回去的时候
，So when we go back,
也麻烦你把手上拿到的讲义看一次。
Please look through the handout that you have in your hand.
因为如果我一开始就马上讲
，Because if I start talking right now,
可能挤不进去你的脑袋里面。
You won't be able to remember it.
跟过去一般我们讲到是不太一样的。
Because this is a little bit different from other sermons.
那因为明天是安息日
，And because tomorrow is Sabbath,
所以崇拜时间我在台上。
And I will be here during the Sabbath worship.
其实这种讲习最好就在台下讲。
And this kind of seminar is best given off the pulpit.
你只要觉得什么地方听得不太对劲的，就可以发问。
Because if there are things that you don't understand, then you can ask.
因为这还是在我们家里面还是一门比较新的神学课程。
But because this is a newer seminar.
为了写《以弗所书》的，为了写这个《以弗所书》中的教会论。
In order to write this theory of the church in the book of Ephesians,
在一章的三节到十四节这个地方
，It is in chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse 3 to 14.
我大概翻了将近1000次。
I probably read through this over 1000 times.
一直看它。
And I keep looking at it.
因为有些地方就是看不懂。
Because there are some places that I just don't understand.
就回来再看。
And so I continue to read.
所以我的圣经呢，就是《以弗所书》最黑了、最脏的地方了。颜色最黑的地方。
Oh, this is the part of my Bible that has the most markings on it.
因为跑来跑去就是要跑回来这一段。
Because I keep reading through this passage.
因此，我们希望诸位今天晚上回去的时候。
So I hope that when we go back home.
拜托诸位把你手上拿的这一份讲义很少先看一下。
Please read through this packet.
它只有好像只有四页到五页的样子。
There's only about four or five pages.
这本教材是298页，将近300页。
But this book is 300 pages.
我明天呢，从明天早上我就会讲它的导论。
And tomorrow morning I will start talking about this.
就是你手上这一部分。
What the book in my hand.
明天下午。
In the afternoon.
我就开始讲七个教会的图像。
I will talk about the seven main topics of the church.
一直讲到明后天早上。
Seven images of the church.
讲到星期二早上。
And then I will keep talking about this until Sunday morning.
星期是早上。
Sunday morning.
星期下午。
And then Sunday afternoon.
我会讲图像的总览，就是总挂起来的。
I will talk. I'll summarize the images of the church.
讲的吐了哈。集合哈，就讲
summarize the images of the church，
讲这个集合，把它归纳起来。
And give a conclusion of the images of the church。
在最后的一点点时间
，And at the very end，
先给诸位一个了解。
I will give you guys an understanding。
以弗所书里面有七个比喻。
There are seven parables。
讲比喻是不太对。
And to say parables is not correct。
他应该是讲比方 ，logical 啊。
They're more like analogies。
因为他是。七块图画的拼图啊，我们小朋友在玩那个拼图啊。
Because there are like seven images.
你用这个观念去看这个东西。
And so we have to use this concept to look at this.
每一个教义论就是一块拼图。
That each image is like a puzzle piece.
以弗所书里面有七个拼图。
And there are seven puzzle pieces in the book of Ephesians.
把它排在一起。
And if we put it together.
又是一个教会的图案。
It will be an image of the church.
这里面有图画。
Or this puzzle of the church that has an image.
有风景。
And scenery.
而且还盖了一个章。
And there's a stamp.
告诉你说这张图画是真品，是很贵的。
That tells you that this is a very expensive piece of image.
在台湾以前有一个国画大师。
In Taiwan there used to be.
其实台湾的国画大师有三位都是很出名的。
There are actually three most very famous painters in Taiwan.
第一位是张大千啊，大千张啊。
Versus.
他八十几岁去世啊。
张大千 who died at 80。
他的一撇画下去可以卖1000万台币。
He could sell his paintings for.
只有一朵莲花。
Over 1 million Taiwan dollars.
或是一朵荷花。
Whether it was a flower or a lily.
第二位啊。
The second.
这是黄金币啊，金币晃啊。
It's 金币晃。
他一张图是画的密密麻麻的。
And he would draw very complicated pictures.
人家就笑他说画一笔一块钱。画一笔就是一块钱。
And then each stroke was worth $1.
他的画一张可以卖台币500万。
And his paintings could be sold for over $5 million in Taiwan.
很出名叫欧豪年，豪年欧啊，欧豪年。
And the last one is 豪年欧。
他是专门画马的。
And he drew mostly horses.
他为了画马。
In order to draw horses.
他曾经买一头马把它杀掉。
He once bought a horse and killed it.
去算他的骨头
，and counted his bones，
算他的长度
，and looked at its length。
他的一匹马可以卖到300万台币。
And each one of his paintings of horses could be sold for $3 million。
今天你要花钱去买他的图画。
In order to buy his paintings now，
你看什么地方
？What do you look at？
图画每一张都很像。
Every one of his paintings are very similar。
真品、音品都很像，真的假的都很像。
Every one of his paintings are very similar。
你第一个要看的就是印章。
So what must you look for? You must look for that stamp.
以弗所书里面的教义论。
The theory of the church in the book of Ephesians.
第一个讲的就是印章。
It first talks about the stamp.
大家回去找一找，看什么地方。
And then so look through this and try to find it.
我们明天继续来学习。
And we'll continue to learn tomorrow.
唱赞美诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
129首。
129.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。